As his thumb touched, it was like someone had blown out a candle. The world went dark, eyes useless. But then, a moment later, there was sun, waves washing over him, blinking, bobbing. Seeing his perspective shift while he felt his body utterly motionless made him queasy. Tap. Green solved that in a rush of embodiment, touch restored. He was swimming. A strong body, wiry, naked to the waist. The water is warm, strewn with flotsam. Tap. Yellow. Hearing restored. The shouts of men calling to each other, others screaming in pain or terror. But yellow is more than that. It is the logic of man and place. But the yellow in this one isn't quite right. Disbelieving. The prism came out of nowhere, dodged all his cannon shots, even when Gunner finally started shooting both at once. That little boat the prism made moved at speeds he wouldn't have believed if he'd heard another telling the tale. Ceres is going to take this out on him. Damn Gavin Gyle. But this mind skips around. There's something... Tap. Orange. The smell of the sea and smoke and discharged powder. And he can sense the other men floating in the water. And below them. Around them. Oh, by the hells. Sharks. Lots of sharks. His finger is already descending. Tap. Red and sub-red and the taste of blood in his mouth and it's too... The trick with sharks is the nose. Not so different from a man. You bloody a bully's nose, and he goes looking elsewhere right quick. Easy, right? Easy. Gunner ain't no easy meat. The sea's my mirror. Fickle as me. Crazy as me. Deep currents, and monsters rise from her depths, too. What others call sea spray, I call her spitting in my face, friendly-like. Unlike most of this lot, I can swim. I just don't like it. Ceres and me do our admiring best at a bit of a distance. She must be ragging something fierce. The shark she's sent after me is a tiger shark. Good hunters, fast, curious as a crotch-sniffing hound, mad as a starving lotus-eater, usually twice as long as a man is tall. But the sea's shown me respect, as she ought. My shark's bigger, three times as long as I am tall, looks like. Hard to tell through the water, of course. Don't want to exaggerate. Hate exaggerators. Fucking hate 'em. I'm Gunner, and I'll give it straight. The scraps and shrapnel lines and barrels of the shipwreck litter the sapphire waters everywhere, but that tiger's coming back. Depending how tenacious she is, it'll take me a few minutes to swim to an appropriately sized... Oi, Ceres! I shout as a thought occurs to me. I know why you're mad. Not many people know it, but the Cerulean Sea is named for Ceres. Not for the colour. Those tits and twits at the Chromeria think everything revolves around them and their colours. The tiger shark is circling me, dorsal fin cutting beautiful arcs on the open water. I'm on the edge of the wreckage. I got out first, saw that the fires were headed for the powder magazine. But being on the edge means that shark don't have to go through the distraction of all the other meat to get to me. Ceres! Easy, Ceres! Come on now. I turn constantly. Keeping my face to the beastie. Sharks are cowards, like to pull you down from behind. These big bastards float along with these tiny little moves like soaring buzzards, making you think they're ponderous. But when they strike, their speed is pants-drenching. The wedge-shaped head circles a bit closer, veers, and... Now, Gunner is the master of timing. None finer. Got to be when the seas are bucking under your feet and the linstock is in hand, slow match, smoking, breathing burning saltpeter and lie in your face like a lover's breath, and a corvette is pulling to broadside, and if your chain shot doesn't take her mast this time, she's going to sink you and geld you and sell you as a galley slave after you've been made a bung boy for every man on deck with a grudge and a hunger. I kick, stabbing one foot hardened to leather and bone by a life, barefoot right at the tiger shark's nose. I see a flash of the milky membrane over its eyes as I'm thrown, almost lifted out of the water by the force of its strike. The shark shivers, stunned. Sensitive nose, my father told me. Looks like he told me right. Gunner ain't no easy meat. Ceres, you think I did this? I didn't. It was the prism. Gavin Gyle. That damn boy blew up the ship, not me.